Chrysanthemum, Cliff, I want to talk about something that you could gift, but you're not going to want to buy for yourself.
I am intrigued.
Because it's a hair hot tool, and your beard just isn't long enough to do anything with.
No.
And your hair on your head is not there anymore.
It's not. It's very, I don't know if it's on sad. No, it was, I promise when I say, Heather, it was not on purpose. It did it all by itself.
It's a style choice.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I could have a really cool like comb over.
So something that in my personal life I recently appreciated, I'd been using the same curling iron and the same flat iron that I got at TJ Maxx for like upwards of 6 years, probably 10 years.
Ooh, okay.
And after a while, you know, once they get old, you go, you pick up another one, mm-hmm. and it doesn't match, and it's $15, and you go through the same cycle again. But this time I said, no, I am an adult now. I am going to get a nice set that matches. And I'm so happy that I did, because it makes such a difference,
yeah.
and it's such a small little luxury. And I went to Ulta and I took the time.
Nice.
And I did the research. So I'm just going to share this suggestion as a middle of the road. Maybe you have a chick in your life that has longer hair, that uses hot tools of some sort, whether it's a flat iron, a curling iron, a hair dryer. Kristen S. Has a new line of tools, hot tools, hair tools.
Sure.
And they're black and they're sleek looking and they feel nice in your hand and they work really, really well. And they all match and I love them. You know, you're looking at $75 per item. It's not like the $500-$600 Dyson or something super crazy. And then it's also not the lower end, the $15 at TJ Maxx kind of thing that doesn't match each other. So if you have a chick in your life and you know that she has old tools or they don't match and you want to delight her in kind of a luxury way, and you're looking at that $150, $200 price point, get her the set of three. Get her the curling iron, the flat iron, the hair dryer, and they're all going to match and it's going to be so lovely on her counter in the bathroom. And she might think, oh, why are you indulging me? This is a splurge. I don't need this. I have these other ones. No, just go with it. Try it. Use it for a couple weeks and you'll appreciate it so much because it's so nice to have.
That's awesome. So not to be that guy.
Yeah.
But if you've got $500, the Dyson hairdryer, like, it's real nice. Brooke likes hers a lot. So, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you have $500, absolutely go with Dyson.
If you,
they also have the special Airwrap Styler Complete Set, the special edition for $600 with the curlers as well. I just don't know that we have people with all that much money, Cliff.
Two things. One, I will say, I got hers like refurbished from Newegg, saved like $100. So
nice.
It's cheaper. But like, if what you're talking about is time. So like Brooke, if you know, this is an audio medium. Heather has met Brooke, obviously. Mm-hmm. Brooke has incredibly curly, incredibly long hair. It takes her like a half hour a day to blow dry her hair. The Dyson cuts like 10 or 15 minutes off of that. So if you times like 10 minutes a day times 365 days a year, like I saved her 3,000 minutes a year. So,
yes.
You know, like, there's a reason to spend $500 on a blow dryer.
100%. Yeah. I'm just saying you've got two price points here.
Absolutely.
That will delight.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Both would be fantastic. And neither of them work for me, actually. So it's okay.
They work for you in the sense that you can choose them for your loved one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So have you ever bought a loved one a gift and then forgot where you put it?
No, Cliff. No.
When we were moving, I think we found at least one, maybe two gifts that we had bought. You know, especially when you do that thing, like you're like, I'm going to buy this gift in August because I know it's going to be perfect come December. And then you completely forget you do it. I think we found at least one, maybe two. If you have, and I don't want to say her name because then everybody's robot assistant from Amazon will go off.
Yeah.
So we'll call her
Amelia.
Amelia. So if you have an Amelia or maybe bought one for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, like I have six of them. They're great. Like everyone should have just a billion of them. Just litter them throughout your house. You could say, Amelia, remember the presents are in the laundry room. And then right before Christmas, you can say, Amelia, where are the presents? And she will tell you all the different rooms that you hid your presents in. And so then you don't have to worry about losing them. But this, you know, it's a good hint outside of that too. If you're, you know, one of those people that like, I have this one thing and I'm going to put it somewhere so I'll never forget where it goes because I'm going to put it in that special place. You just tell Amelia where that special place is, and then next time you're looking for your pair of like fancy scissors or whatever, you can go, Amelia, where are my fancy scissors? And she'll remind you that you put them in the third drawer down in your kitchen that you never get into except for those special scissors. So it's good.
That
good tip
is also perfect for robbers to know. So if they break into your house, they can say, Amelia, where are the presents? And then she'll tell them and they can just make off with all
of
your gifts.
You could use a code word for presents. You could say, you know, Amelia, where are my rocks? And I mean, I guess they may ask that for diamonds too. Anyway, that tip comes from Bright Mary Brooke. She passed that along. So
that's a great tip. I love that tip just in general for things that you hide, because we both recently moved.
Yes.
And much like you and your gifts, it's like there are so many things that I stuffed into boxes, and it didn't even occur to me to think that I could just speak to the robot and tell her what was in each box as I was packing it and then just number the boxes.
You know, you would think that would help. And I have a note card with every box that I packed with the important contents of it. And there's still so many things that I don't know where they are. I made a really bad mistake. I packed all of the screws for my TVs. You know how TVs have stands and you screw them in? I packed the screws separate from all the TVs. So I have four TVs. Only two of them have stands currently. It's not great. It's not great. But, you know, it's fine. We'll get it figured out.
Well, I used clothes to pad everything. So it's like I've got clothes mixed in with dishes, mixed in with everything, and yeah, I just need to unpack everything is what I need to do. And then I need to Marie Kondo my whole house.
The good news is, Heather, is you get 2 years guilt-free. So you've still got like a full another year and a couple months before you even have to feel guilty about it. So it'll be fine. It's 2022's problem. Don't worry about it now.